one of the things, the first thing I think we should think about is what you actually mentioned there, sort of the not necessarily altruistic approach here. So it always sounds great when the tech companies say, yeah, we're going to serve the planet. This is a truly global internet. And then they always sort of like present, you know, we'll give you internet in areas in remote locations for, you know, remote farmers, rural people and all the rest of it, you know, the poor of the earth, the meek of the earth and all that. You know, Facebook has done this or tried this in African countries as well, and it was slammed because of particular deals that it struck with particular companies. So it sounds nice, but they're basically trying to monopolize a market, right? So that's number one. But the real reason why I presume I'm here today is to talk about cybersecurity, because that, for me, is one of those issues that doesn't often get spoken about an awful lot when we talk about space. I mean, we talk about cybersecurity on Earth in a terrestrial sense, in the internet as we know it, the World Wide Web, and how hackers are always everywhere, you know. But in space, in the space community, even in the new space, the so-called new space community, where there are lots of young companies, people don't often really like to talk about it. Just recently, I was at the data.space conference in Glasgow from the University of Strathclyde, and I met a guy called Nick Allow of Spire Global, and he basically put it in a nutshell why the space industry doesn't like talking about cybersecurity.
Why?
Well, let's just have a listen.
Well, there's always sort of a hesitation in the space community to talk about cybersecurity, basically because you're kind of painting a target on your back the more you talk about it. However, being a new space company and sort of having that new space perspective, a lot of the software engineers who work in new space come from IT backgrounds and outside of the space community, where they're used to being kind of a, you know, Google or Facebook or Amazon, having that target painted on their back already. So, you know, the industry, I think, is very, very aware of it as an issue.
Okay, so they're aware of it, but they're not necessarily prepared for it. At least that's what you spoke to another expert about this.
Yeah, I did indeed. There's a guy called Konstantin Konstantinidis. He's the senior RF or radio frequency engineer at another company that happens to be based in Glasgow, Alba Orbital. He described it in this way. He said, you know, it's basically a lot of people sitting around a very big room with a lot of coffee talking about it.
And not actually doing anything about it.
Not actually doing anything about it. But it's sort of like, you know, it's a strange one. It really is. We know about the risks of hacking, and quite often, you know, there is a possibility of an outside hack. Sometimes a hack is basically human error. You know, you messed up, basically. You left yourself vulnerable, or you didn't do the maintenance on the network in time and that sort of thing. But it seems that, you know, because we rely so much, and will come to rely more and more on satellites for communications data, for Earth observation, for whatever it is, weather, traffic, shipping, tracking people, you know, dare I say it, for military reasons, even though we say space shouldn't be used for military reasons. But, you know, so we'll rely on this more and more. And if, say, the Starlink network will be 12,000 satellites, all controlled by one company, at two different locations in low Earth orbit. Some of those will be around in the neighborhood of the International Space Station, if I could just make this aside. Others a little bit higher at about 700 miles, just what is it, about 1,000, just over 1,000 kilometers up. And they'll all be controlled by one company. So that's a huge network. And I just basically reckon that if we don't talk about this and aren't aware of this, the issues of possibilities of hacking in space, we're setting ourselves up for really a monumental networked epic fail, is how I put it, you know?
I mean, this is a potential risk, but has it actually been proven in the past that satellite internet constellations are more vulnerable to hacking than, say, you know, using your typical landline, your fiber optic cable?
Well, do you know, it's interesting that question, because I was sort of off the record in a background conversation talking to somebody from Germany's Chaos Computer Club, and They said that there's no satellite constellation or technology that is not breakable and or hasn't been broken. The Chaos Computer Club in 2015 had what it calls a chaos communication camp, and they distributed about 4,500 so-called radio badges. It was sort of, you know, spelt in a sort of new tech way. So, you know, and that could be used apparently to intercept the Iridium communications network, which is a network that was first developed by Motorola in the 1980s, handles satellite communication, that sort of thing. Now, you know, okay, but a lot of people rely on that communications network, 66 satellites that are still in operation, or maybe even more, and entirely hackable. However, it may not be our biggest threat here on Earth. And I'll let you guess which may be the bigger threat with all these satellites up there. I know you know the answer.
Space debris.
I think you may be right. And this is the biggest shock that I had. So we're talking, as I said, so how do you feel about 12,000 satellites? You go, well, it's kind of nice, you know. If the internet's there and it works for everybody, brilliant, you know. But the immediate reaction was when I said, even before I finished the question, 12,000 satellites, he goes, oh, because you mean because of the Kessler, the Kessler theory.
Mm-hmm. Meaning the cascading collisions of satellites and other spacecraft up above us.
Exactly. And that, he said, was a bigger, greater, more imminent threat to human life. I mean, you know, you get hacked on the network. OK, it's bad. You might lose some money. It could be terrible, you know. But a real, you know, life threat is space debris.